Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be taking over for Will today in terms of regularly scheduled programming for this Wednesday. Nonetheless, though, we'll go ahead and get started with the performance we saw for the last 24 hours. It was a mostly positive one across the board with only one name, that being the US dollar falling in the red, falling 50 basis points. Besides that, it was a risk-on tone across the board with the NASDAQ composite up about 1.75% and the Russell 1000 and S&P 500 just up there around 1.5% or so for the day. Before we jump into the rest of the charts, we'll start here with an indicator update. We're looking at the NYSE High Low Index. This one measures the percentage of stocks meeting new respective highs versus those meeting new lows and new highs. Said otherwise, we really just like to see this one reversing back up into X's. I think especially so when we see it coming off the back of a bit of an exhale in an otherwise strong market. So seeing this reverse back up into X's is certainly a positive for the near future. Moving over into the S&P 500 SPX. This one continued higher in its respective column of X's yesterday to post a, let's see, seventh consecutive buy signal. I think that solidifies this near-term support range that we've kind of seen emerging at 4340 to 4360 for the S&P 500. Still firmly in a positive trend at current levels and now within earshot of the only resistance lying above at 4,600, those highs for 2023. Similar looking picture emerging for a lot of the indices. Today we'll just focus on the NASDAQ composite as well as we, return to a buy signal on our default chart here. Similar looking, as I mentioned before, broadening out that support range from down below at 13,200 to really 13,400. Still firmly in a positive trend as well, as we do sit within earshot of those overhead resistance at the highs for 2023, 14,300 and 14,400 are going to be your marks for the NASDAQ composite. Also want to mention the Russell 2000 RUT as we return to a buy signal here as well. Again, you can see that support emerging in terms of the recent lows at for 1820 as well as 1840, still do sit a ways away from that bearish resistance line. Return to a positive trend would come at 1980 here. Those would be within those kind of highs for the year at 2000. However, I expect we're going to see a bit of chop here and a trading range emerging for the Russell 2000 and small cap representatives, broadly speaking. Also want to mention here, crude oil CL backslash. This one reversed back up into X's as well. Now seeing support first at 78 and then further below at the bullish support line. That would be the middle of the trading band at around 76 bucks or so. That sell signal was certainly something to watch, but I think the overall picture for crude oil, at least at this point, remains positive, coming off a string of four consecutive buys and printing new 2023 highs. We've seen commodities being bolstered by energy-based commodities. Crude oil, especially, they're rising within the Dolly rankings. So certainly something to watch if that continues to kind of spill over and if commodities can continue to pick up signals. Nonetheless, that'll be mostly probably coming off of gains for crude oil if we can see us attack those 2023 highs again at 84 bucks. I want to give a quick shout out to Bitcoin here. We're seeing some developments, positive developments finally, in terms of the establishment of a spot Bitcoin ETF. It looks to be a matter of when, not if, that's going to be passed and approved. That will be a ultimate tailwind for the space. Trading at around $27,500 per Bitcoin here. That's not enough to reverse it back up into X's at current levels. Nonetheless, looks to be establishing nice support below at 25,000. We're going to look to attack that 30,000 mark, which we've struggled to move past for the past couple of months or so here for Bitcoin. If you are looking for an investable asset here, Coinbase Global is a 2-for-5, so not technically acceptable by our standards. However, if you are a short-term holder, I'm pleased to say we're looking at a 3-point chart here as this one does move around quite a bit. If you are a short-term holder, you now have established support at 75 with this recent rally yesterday. I'm going to be watching this kind of line in the sand at 84 to 87. That was some pretty sticky resistance from earlier in 2023. We're looking at two eclipse here for Coinbase. We'll go ahead and wrap up here with a final comment on Alphabet GOOGL. This one is a 5 for 5, ranks in the top portion of that internet sector matrix, moved nicely and is kind of leading the communication services sector higher for the past couple of months or so, really throughout 2023 so far. Yesterday's action saw it reverse back up into X's and post a second consecutive buy signal, now up 52%, those new 2023 highs. I think you are if you are looking to garner exposure to the name, you could do so here as we now have established support at 128. That's some old resistance as well. So I think the picture remains strong for Google and we are in actionable territory at current levels. With that said, though, I will go ahead and wrap up here. I hope everyone has a wonderful Wednesday and we'll chat again tomorrow.